Over the past 4.5 years, research company and Glacier Media have asked Canadians about a wide range of issues. In May, when we last took a glance at the country's moral compass, majorities of Canadians found 3 issues as acceptable. Physician-assisted death, 61%, sexual relations between 2 people of the same sex, 59%, and abortion, 55%. There are some understandable fluctuations when Canadians ponder specific policies. For instance, more than 3 in 5 Canadians, 62%, supported the move to ban the practice of conversion therapy this year, and a majority, 53%, told us there is no need to reopen a debate about abortion now. The opinions of Canadians on complex matters are never universal. We would not find the same proportion of residents expressing moral reservations about a particular issue and voicing support or opposition to a piece of legislation that agreed or disagreed with their views. Medical professionals, however, are in a different place. In February 2020, just weeks before Canadians became preoccupied with the COVID-19 pandemic, research company and Glacier Media asked Canadians about the concept of conscience rights for medical practitioners. At the time, the government of Alberta had shelved its proposed Bill 207, which sought to enable healthcare practitioners in the province to abstain from providing services to an individual if they considered that their conscientious beliefs would be infringed upon. We asked these questions again earlier this month, and we can see that the views are changing. This month, 56% of Canadians disagree with healthcare professionals having the ability to object to providing services if they have a moral or faith-based objection to abortion. This represents a 7-point increase from our previous survey in February 2020, 49%. The proportion of Canadians who would not be upset if a doctor chose not to facilitate an abortion fell by 7 points, from 39% to 32%. In no region do we see more than 2 in 5 residents agreeing with the notion of a doctor walking out on a patient seeking to terminate a pregnancy on account of moral beliefs. The proportions are higher in Ontario, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 36%, and British Columbia, 35%, but drop in Alberta, 30%, Atlantic Canada, 28%, and Quebec, 25%. As expected, Conservative Party of Canada voters in 2021 are more likely to side with conscience rights on this example, 40%, than Canadians who supported the Liberal Party of Canada, 31%, and the New Democratic Party, NDP, 24%, last year. In 2020, Canadians were practically evenly split when asked to consider the predicament of a healthcare professional being compelled to provide physician-assisted death. 44% agreed with the doctor's ability to refuse the service on moral grounds, while 42% disagreed. This year, the needle tilted away from conscience rights, with 36% of Canadians, down 8 points, saying they would consent to a doctor refusing to provide this service, while a majority, 51%, up 9 points, would not allow any moral or faith-based objections on physician-assisted death. Again, support for this concept is higher in Ontario, Manitoba and Saskatchewan, 41%, and British Columbia, 39%, but Alberta is now closer to its western neighbors, 38%, than to Atlantic Canada, 30%, or Quebec, 29%. There is a key difference in the political numbers. New Democrats and Liberals are not overly supportive of conscience rights in physician-assisted death, 27% and 35% respectively, but the proportion rises to 50% among conservatives. Finally, opposition to medical practitioners refusing to treat patients due to a moral or faith-based objection to lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, gender diverse, queer and two-spirit, LGBTQ2+, people increased markedly, from 58% in 2020 to 63% in 2022. Only 26% of Canadians, down 5 points, think doctors, if they feel a moral obligation, can turn patients away on account of their sexuality, identity or preference. This year, more than half of Canadians, 52%, say they would oppose a provincial bill that sought to allow healthcare professionals the ability to have a moral or faith-based objection to providing specific services, up 3 points since 2020. Only 34%, down 5 points, would endorse this course of action from their provincial legislature. It is important to note that support for somehow enshrining conscience rights in healthcare delivery fell across all three age groups over the past 2.5 years, to 41% among Canadians aged 18 to 34, down 2 points, to 33% among those aged 35 to 54, down 3 points, and to 29% among those aged 55 and over, down 10 points. We do not see, as is often the case in public opinion research, a generation pulling away from a concept while another one embraces it. When it comes to healthcare delivery across Canada, morality is now more likely to be regarded as a barrier for reasonable access. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from November 12 to November 14, 2022, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.